Since its founding in 1926, the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce has been a catalyst for the success of Greater Nashua's diverse business community. Through advocacy, building connections, and professional development, each episode of Chamber Chats spotlights two local businesses sharing their unique journeys, services, and successes. Whether you're a business owner, community member, or curious about our region's businesses, Chamber Chats is the perfect way to connect and get inspired. Welcome to Chamber Chats.
Good morning, Nashua. You're listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM, 95.3 FM, and you can watch us live on Facebook or WSMN.live. I'm Emma Williamson, Membership Relations Manager with the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce. I will be one of your hosts today, along with Wendy Hunt, our President and CEO. Hello, Wendy.
Hello. I'm back in my third hour, so I'm going to let Emma do a lot more talking than me.
Yes, you can find us here for Chamber Chats every other Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. thanks to our generous sponsor, Kevin Ross Emery, Inspirational Catalyst. Make sure you give both Chamber Chats and the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce a like and follow on Facebook to stay up to date with all of our amazing events and programs. Our first guest today is Lynn Boyer from the YMCA of Greater Nashua. Welcome, Lynn.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, let's get just started off. The YMCA, what is your guys' mission? What is your purpose? What do you do?
Oh, boy. We do it all. So our mission is to build strong families and healthy kids in the community of Greater Nashua. We serve over 13 different surrounding communities, and we offer many different programs. We actually offer over 500 programs in the areas of youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility.
Amazing. I love it. I love the Y. I'm just going to plug it.
Well, and a lot of people don't realize the Y is a nonprofit.
Yes, that is true, Wendy. And it's actually one of our biggest struggles. So because we offer so many programs, we are often seen as a gym and swim, and which we do that wonderfully. But we are also a nonprofit, a charitable organization. So we actually have financial assistance, which we call Y Cares at our Y. And we give out, this year we are committed to giving out over $1 million in financial assistance. And that is people in our community that helps them attend childcare, camp, get a membership, all sorts of things, programs, when they otherwise wouldn't be able to. And especially nowadays in the economy that we're in, people in our community really need our help. Last year, we actually increased our capacity per household so that we could serve more people in that area. And we do give out more money than we raise every year. That's how committed we are. Oftentimes, people know that we are a nonprofit, and they feel that by taking out a membership, they're supporting us in that way. But actually, when they take out a membership, it supports us running our buildings, paying our staff, keeping our lights on. We do campaign for our Y Cares dollars in a separate way. And again, we do give out more than we raise every year. But it's one of my favorite programs at the Y, and one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about what I do.
Do you want to talk a little about, I believe you're the largest childcare center in the state?
We are the largest child care center single site in the state. So we have over 300 children in our early education program that serves children from 6 weeks to kindergarten, and that is at our Merrimack facility. In addition, we have after school child care for school age children at four different sites, and two of those sites have before school care as well. So we serve a lot of kids across the Greater Nashua region.
That's great. Now, you mentioned that you're a nonprofit. What kind of impact do volunteers have on the Y? Are you guys in need for volunteers? What are ways people can get involved and assist with Y Cares, or just their time volunteering?
Yes, time, treasure, and talent is what we're always looking for. So we definitely run on our volunteers. The Y was started by volunteers, so we value our volunteers immensely. So there's a few different ways. a lot of times our volunteers are retirees or stay-at-home parents who want to have that social connection. So they'll come to us and we can place them in any one of our programs, most of our areas. Oftentimes, we also have high school students or college students that need to complete volunteer hours. So we will often place them in different areas as well. We also have an amazing initiative called Togetherhood. That is a Y member-led initiative where they're Y members, but they do community service projects for some of our community partners. So everything that they do has to be for someone outside of the Y. So they've done a shoe drive for Stepping Stones. They've helped at the Senior Center events. They've done some things for the Nashua Soup Kitchen, and they've helped with cleaning up Mine Falls. So we are currently looking for projects. So if any of our community partners need a project and need some volunteers, some amazing volunteers, we are here to help.
And speaking of community partnerships, I think the Y does a phenomenal job of partnering with fellow nonprofits and businesses. Do you want to talk a little bit about that as well?
Sure, yeah. So that's actually the biggest responsibility that I have. So I started my Y career 26 years ago as a camp counselor, and I've grown through different stages of management, and I've been in this role for about a year now. So it's really important for us to work with our partners because even though we do so much, we cannot do it all. And so we know our areas that we can lean on our partners for more strength. So some of those areas might be mental health and well-being, even though the Y inadvertently affects those and impacts those on our members, we know that there's more direct ways. And so we do like to partner with people in the community to be able to offer more direct ways to impact people's mental health and well-being. We also do partner on community service projects and other areas. So currently we have a few things going that can serve as examples. So we have a new partnership with the Merrimack Premium Outlets. They are currently doing a clothing drive, back to school clothing drive for us. So we were able to reach out to some of our families, identify some needs for that, and they posted those needs, and then their customers are purchasing items and then they'll be donating them to us, which is really great to hear. We also have another group that's doing a back to school supply drive for us. So I'm heading down next week to grab those from them. We also have great partnerships with Fidelity, BAE, Keller Williams, where they send groups of volunteers to clean up our camp, help us get ready for our start of the school year in our large early education center. So those are just a few examples of how we partner closely with any of our partners. Whenever I go and meet with a new partnership, I always say, what is it that you need? Where are your gaps? How can the Y help support you? And then we figure out if that's going to be a viable relationship. And it usually is. And then from there, we can often find ways that that partner also supports us.
And I know during the pandemic that the Y was instrumental in keeping a lot of our healthcare workers able to go to their jobs. Do you want to talk about those partnerships with the hospitals as well?
Sure. Yeah. So we often say our childcare workers are the workforce behind the workforce. So I'm really proud to share that during COVID, even though there was a shutdown and there was a 3-month shutdown with the Y, we were able to stay open for those essential workers, which not only helped those in the community, but helped some of our staff as well. So we did form a partnership with some of the local hospitals where we're able to discount their childcare and their membership, which is something that is just really essential and supportive for them as well. We also do that in some of the school districts that we serve.
Amazing. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce staff on Chamber Chats live on air at WSMN 1590 AM 95.3 FM on Facebook and on WSMN.live. Now, Lauren, you mentioned that the child care is the workforce behind the workforce. How does Y Cares impact that? Is that a driving force? Y Cares for that child care for families that are in need of it? Because if you can't afford to send a child to daycare, you can't work. So
correct.
Is there a correlation there between those two?
Absolutely. Yeah. A large portion of our YCARES does support child care costs. So it's a very simple process. You can go online and apply. You can also come in and apply. We ask for a few documentation pieces, and then you get an award letter that states your percentage off. So we do allow up to 50% off of child care, depending on your financial situation, as well as membership and programs and camp. And then it just is applied toward your fees, and then you can register, and it's pretty simple. We do have people reapply after 6 months because we know that things can change one way or another. But for the most part, it does impact and allows people to come to childcare that need to. Unfortunately, now you really need everyone in the household working in order to afford the cost of living, and we understand that, and that's why we increased our capacity, our household capacity, about a year ago.
And I think you're going to be doing an expansion on your childcare and a renovation in Merrimack. If you want to tell us about that, and what numbers, you know, will you be able to take more kids?
Yes, likely we're not looking to expand the amount of kids. So the Merrimack facility is quite old. And it is in need of some repair. So we're really excited that we're going to be able to invest in that coming up shortly. So I don't have any major details I can share just yet, just something that will be coming around the horizon. And we're excited to be able to do that for our families in our childcare program.
And something I did not know about that Merrimack site until I met with one of your counterparts a couple weeks ago is that that facility used to be a mall.
Yes.
I go, well, that explains the huge, big areas.
So it was called, I think it was called the club, and it was a private health club. And that upper area you're referring to was sort of like a pro shop area. So when you walk through now, you can see it through that lens. And actually, at the far end of the building, it was a nightclub. It was like a speakeasy, I believe. So same thing. If you look at it, you can see there's still some remnants of that. But we got very creative and was able to turn it into a childcare area.
That's great. Now, do you have any other events coming up? Any programs that are going to be starting up? Obviously, it's summertime, so Camp Sargent, owned by the Y, is in session right now. But any big events coming up for the school year or fitness challenges? Anything you want to share? Ways people can
interact? Yeah. So camp is wrapping up. We've got about 3 weeks left of camp, which is one of my favorite programs, very near and dear to my heart. And my son is actually a counselor there this year, so that's really exciting. And after that, we will kick off our regular programming. So our fall programming, which we refer to as Term A, will kick off. So we have tons of swim lessons and dance and sports and healthy living and fitness classes going on. In early October, we will have our annual celebration, which will be held just across the street, actually, at the Nashua Center for the Arts, where we will share the story of the Y and the impact that we have on the community and how you as a community member can help to support that. And then again, in early November, we will have our annual meeting where we will share all of the wonderful things that the Y accomplished over the last fiscal year. And that's about it. We stay nice and busy at the Y, so I'm sure there's other things too. Yeah.
And do you offer programming in the school system and partner with them during the school year, or is that more of a summer?
So we do. We do partner with the Nashua School District on a few different levels. We have a program called Superhero Training Academy, which is for elementary age school kids to help boost their self-esteem, their grit, their overall happiness. And then in addition, we do offer school age programming after school. Merrimack and Nashua, those children are bused to our facilities, but in Amherst and Mount Vernon, we run the after-school programs at the schools themselves.
That's amazing. Having that spread and that reach, not just in Nashua, but obviously being the greater Nashua YMCA, having that spread throughout the community is wonderful. Is there any particular, like, resource, like an author or someone that has stood out to you and helped you develop in your journey with the Y, or maybe another Y employee, your staff member that has made a difference for you Yes. Anything on that front?
Yeah. Most of our listeners will not know, but my Y friends will. There's a woman named Deb Clark Valentine, who is sort of a Y legend and a wonderful mentor to me. I started at the Y at a very young age, right out of college, and I had gone to school for performance, and I just sort of fell into the Y. But I fell in love with sharing my love of performing with children, and that's how my career started going, and I've stayed not only because of that youth development aspect, but being able to serve and give back to my community. It has been one of the greatest pleasures of my my career and my personal life as well. So Deb, that passion and that love was deep in her. And so she sort of passed that along to me as well.
That's really sweet. And the Y has so many different community impacts. I feel like member to member, staff to member, you know, and I think that that's wonderful that you can see that, you can feel that at the Y. So,
yeah, absolutely.
And now you mentioned, you know, people can apply for Y Cares online if people are interested in other volunteer opportunities. Also, your website, is there a place they should go specifically if they're looking to get involved and help out with the Y at all? Or
yeah, our website is great, or they can just email me at lboyer@nmymca.org. My email's right on the website. I'm the Executive Director of Community Impact, and we can definitely connect them with a volunteer opportunity.
Amazing. Well, Lynn, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you being here today. So when we come back, we will be with Lauren Savage from Remedy Med Spa. Again, you are listening to Chamber Chats of the Greater National Chamber of Commerce on WSMN .live if you're on the website, or 1590 AM 95.3 FM. Thank you so much, Lynn, for being here today.
Catalyst. A person who empowers growth. I have been a catalytic agent for positive change for individuals, couples, families, and even businesses for over 30 years. If you want to achieve more of your potential, feel better in the life you're living, and want to maximize your business potential, check out what I do at kevinrossemery.com. P.S. I'm also an ADD/ADHD catalyst, helping those gifted to step more into their greatness.
I am Elena Dries, nurse practitioner at Alltrix Primary Care, located right here in Nashua, New Hampshire at 57 Northeastern Boulevard. At Alltrix Primary Care, we are dedicated expert nurse practitioners who provide high-quality, comprehensive primary care services for people of all ages, from newborns to older adults. Our nursing model of care is distinctive because it's unhurried, high-personalized, easily accessible healthcare for you and your family. Visit us online at alltrixpc.com/Nashua, or give us a call at 603-821-4009. That is 603-821-4009. Alltrix Primary Care, changing the future of primary care for you and your family.
Whether you're shopping along 101A, working out at one of the many boutique gyms or studios in the area, or simply enjoying a nice day out with the kids, you need healthy fuel to keep you going. Look no further than Clean Juice Nashua, your local neighborhood juice bar. Hi, I'm Mary Beth Fiango, owner of Clean Juice. We are located at 2 Cellu Drive in Nashua. Clean Juice is the only USDA-certified juice bar that offers you the purest organic, cold-pressed, never-processed juices, smoothies with hemp and whey protein, acai bowls, like our fan favorite, the Berry Bowl, and small bites like avocado toast and barbecue chicken wrap to help you thrive and stay on the go. For more information, visit us online at cleanjuice.com or stop by at Clean Juice 2 Cellu Drive, Nashua. Stay fresh, stay healthy. We look forward to serving you.
Catalyst. A person who empowers growth. I have been a catalytic agent for positive change for individuals, couples, families, and even businesses for over 30 years. If you want to achieve more of your potential, feel better in the life you're living, and want to maximize your business potential, check out what I do at kevinrossemery.com. P.S. I'm also an ADD/ADHD catalyst, helping those gifted to step more into their greatness.
Explore more and spend less at Campers Inn RV. This month only, shop thousands of RVs under $29,999. But there's more. Browse hundreds of RVs priced at dealer cost exclusively for this event. But you must act fast. Once these deals are gone, they're gone for good. Experience Campers Inn difference and join thousands of satisfied customers. Unbelievable adventures and unbeatable prices begin at Campers Inn RV. Discount and finance office subject to availability. Terms and conditions apply. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
Welcome back to Chamber Chats. I am Emma Williamson. I'm here with my co-host, Wendy Hunt. You are listening again to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM 95.3 FM. You may also be watching us live on our Facebook page or on the WSMN.live website. And don't forget to like us and give us a follow on Facebook. And again, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Kevin Ross Emery, Inspirational Catalysts. And let's give a big welcome to our second guest today. We have Lauren Savage from Remedy Med Spa. How are you, Lauren?
Very well, guys. Thank you for having me.
Perfect. Well, tell us a little bit about you, about Remedy.
Sure. So Remedy was founded in 2021. My background is critical care, ICU nursing, same with my co-founder, Paul Shea. So when COVID had hit, we had decided that our careers need to take us another path. So we opened Remedy Med Spa, 1 Cotton Road, Unit 2 here in Nashua off Amherst Street. We provided lots of IV hydration for people who are suffering with symptoms of long COVID. So it really helped to bring the community together, a safe place. It wasn't in the emergency department where it's kind of chaotic quite a bit. And we were able to offer them IVs such as immune boost IVs, energy boost IVs, just plain IV fluids, and the IVs are just consist of vitamins, and the vitamins that we need to function every day to make us feel better and youthful and mentally clear and everything like that. So that's how Remedy originally had started. I have also done aesthetics as a side gig since 2012 when I wasn't working in ICU or the emergency room. So I grew a little bit of a following here in southern New Hampshire. And then so that became a second part of our business, hence Med Spa part. So we also do some Botox fillers, facials, hydrofacials, microneedling, PDO threads, which is something that's very popular now, biostimulators, which are very popular. People want a more natural look to them, but refreshed and rejuvenated. So that's what we offer.
Amazing. Well, I think that I'd like to ask you about the treatment part, but I wanted to talk to you about the health business, because you and Paul are both really big health enthusiasts, and I can give a testimonial about the IV, because I had a really bad flu bug and I dragged myself there, and you know, within like an hour I felt better getting that hydration. And you're right, if I don't, I would have waited hours in the ER. And the treatment is beautiful, and I'm in like in a massage chair and there, and I just felt so much better. But you also talk a lot about health and wellness, beauty on the inside. Let's talk about beauty on the inside out first, of all you offer.
Sure. So we like to do a holistic approach, you know, from the inside out. We think that, you know, beauty comes from within. So we like to fix the inside up. At heart, we're nurses. We're here to help people, help the community the best that we can. So giving IV hydration, you know, most of us walk around dehydrated 99% of the time, talking, eating, drinking, the medications we take, some of the foods we eat, it constantly dehydrates you. So simple things like having IV hydration, it just makes your body run on optimal levels. Same with some of the peptides we offer. We also offer weight loss, where we do a full program with you, where we monitor what's going on. We do a full body composition. We have you check in monthly. We give you your shots every week. We keep a close eye on you. We're not here just to offer services and kind of send you on your way. We're here to work with you and to be here and to support you and to give you whatever guidance you need that we can offer as nurses to you.
And what is that really cool scale you have?
So it's a full body composition scale. So you get on it. We have you do it once a month. And basically it tells you, you know, your muscle mass, your BMI, your visceral fat, you know, your minerals, your water levels, and breaks everything down for you. So we know that if you're on the weight loss program, that you're actually doing things the right way, where you're not muscle wasting away, and that we're saving on, you know, holding on to that muscle and getting rid of what is toxic for us, which is our visceral fat or our belly fat that ends up coming as we get a little bit older. I don't know how else to say that. No, so it's a little bit harder to fight that battle as we age. So we try to help that way. The IV hydration also helps with that as well. If you have symptoms of GLP-1 injections, we are here to help with some hydration with that as well, because it does slow down your gastric emptying. It makes you not hungry. And the big thing is that we want you to be eating. We want you to have that protein intake. We want you to be well hydrated. And we want you to be successful.
So this plan is not like, it's more of a lifestyle change. And it's not like we don't come to Remedy and buy meals.
Yeah, no. I mean, we do have a nutritionist in-house as well that can help with meal planning if that's something that you needed. But we are just about giving you a lifestyle change, a healthy lifestyle change, and promoting longevity.
I just happened to be there last week. You guys are one of our members, obviously. That's why you're on the Chamber Chat show. And I was talking to one of the nurses about the program. I just found it really interesting because I've seen you have a great Instagram, Facebook, social media presence. I don't know who's doing it for you or if it's you guys doing it, but it's phenomenal. And the testimonials about the weight loss program have been really, so that's what kind of piqued my interest about what that process was.
Yes, we just had one client. She wanted to prepare for her son's wedding. And she came to us a year ago, and her son's wedding, I think, was just a week or two ago, and she lost 98 pounds.
Wow. Amazing.
And just seeing her with her head up and a big smile from ear to ear makes me, that's why we're nurses. That's why we do what we do. We want to make sure that, everyone is happy and healthy, and just seeing that to me makes it worthwhile to what we do. Makes you happy to be a nurse, to be able to give someone that that big smile and having that confidence boost back.
So part of that weight loss plan, is it mandatory injections, or you could just do if you're not comfortable with injections, you could do.
So we have a few different options. We have IV hydration membership, if that's something that you're interested in. We also do mixed shots, which also help you to lose weight if it's something like you didn't want to do a GLP-1. We also have our own proprietary blend called the Remedy Metabolic Reset, which is just three simple vitamins, leucine, B6, and resveratrol. And basically, if you take that with some berberine, it's like taking a GLP-1. So we try to give our clients many options to get them healthy and happy.
And what is GLP-1 equivalent to?
It's a glucagon-like peptide. That's what GLP-1 stands for. So semaglutide, Wegovy, tirzepatide, those are all GLP-1s if you hear them.
Is that like an Ozempic?
Oh, Ozempic, yes. And same thing. Yes. So they are all categorized as a GLP-1 peptide.
I did not know that. Yeah. My daughter's a chemist. I should have asked her.
So yeah, we do love our GLP-1 program. We do have lots of success with it. And like I said, we take great care of our clients when they come in. We treat them like family. We want to make sure that they know that they're not alone in this journey and that we're here for them. We're not just going to send them home with a shot and say, here you go, do this once a week. We want you to come in. We want to get you on that scale, do a full body composition. We want to watch the weight fall off and your muscle increase, and we want to make sure you're making the appropriate lifestyle changes and healthy changes.
Yeah. I love how it seems like you really focus on tailoring it to the individual and what their goals are, what their lifestyle looks like.
Yes.
I mean, being in a healthcare background, I'm sure that helps, knowing that everyone's different and has a different journey and walk of life. And so it seems like you have a lot of different offerings. What are some of the other offerings at Remedy? You mentioned the needling, the threads, aesthetic side of it as well.
So if we go to the on the med spa part, well, on the IV and just part, we have three memberships for the IV hydration. We have like a bronze, silver, and gold. So depending on what your needs are, it's one IV a month. You also get discounts on med spa procedures and products, and then you get wellness injections included with it. So they tier up from that. And then we also do wellness injections, like we do B12 Fridays, where every Friday we offer B12 injections for just $20. So everyone can get a little bit of energy for the weekend to be done with their work week and start it off right. And then we do have MedSpa memberships as well, where it's, they go in different tiers depending on what your needs are, and we come up with a treatment plan, and then we put you on a plan based on that. So for the MedSpa, we do lots of great things. We do lots of Botox, Dysport, ZNM, our three types of neurotoxins that we use. We also use fillers, lip filler, cheek filler, chin filler. A lot of times what you're hearing out there is biostimulators, which I touched upon a little bit, which would be the PDO threads. PDO threads are amazing. They're very safe. They biostimulate your own natural collagen and elastin. They're little dissolvable sutures that are placed in your skin with a needle, and they dissolve over 4 weeks, and then you're left with your own natural makeup there. So instead of chasing your 11 lines with Botox every 3 months, you could actually be treated with the smooth PDO threads. Do three treatments 4 weeks apart, and you're set for a year or two, and you're not going to be spending your money chasing it with a neurotoxin. So for me, I feel as though at this time, saving money and being and having the best outcome is really what we strive for everyone out there. So PDO threads are great. They're very versatile. You can put them everywhere on your body. You can put them in your cheeks. You can put them in your lips. You can put them above your knees if you think your knees are a little saggy. You can put them in your belly to help tighten up your belly, but they're great. Other biostimulators that we use are Sculptra. Sculptra is kind of like a PDO thread. PDO stands for polydioxylone, and Sculptra is a PLLA, so it's polylactic acid. And basically, it's a sugar molecule, but what it does is stimulate your own natural collagen and elastin again, and it's an injectable. Microneedling with radio frequency is another great device that we have. It's called the Silphrum X. That has great results with stimulating your own natural collagen and elastin. And to finish that off, we always top it with some exosomes. Exosomes are filled with stem cells, vitamins, everything to promote healing, to promote that collagen and elastin, and to give your skin that extra little boost that it needs.
That's awesome. So, yeah. And, you know, we're talking about internal beauty. So it sounds like you are taking a very health focused approach to the aesthetic side.
Yes, I feel as though there's lots of med spas opening up, a lot of franchises. I've noticed a lot in Nashua, and I'm born and raised here. Roots are here. Went to UNH, and I've been doing aesthetics for about 13, 14 years now. It's not something that I take lightly, and neither do my staff. We love our job. We take it very seriously, and we want to provide the best possible care and outcome for everybody.
Do you think people are taking better care of themselves after COVID and treating themselves to not just the beauty on the inside, but the beauty on the outside? And what are some of the main reasons people give you for doing that?
I was pretty surprised when we opened during COVID how many people would hop on to the IV hydration part of it. It was very popular on the West Coast. And, you know, every time you come into the ER, the first thing we would do is stick an IV in and give you some fluids. And a lot of times that's all that people needed. So for me, I think that seeing people continue on with their IV memberships that make a commitment. We have people that travel from an hour, hour and a half away every week that come to get their IV hydration in order to function and have a great life. You know, they may have some kind of deficiency where they're not absorbing minerals and vitamins the right way, and this is the only way they can get it. And unfortunately, medicine doesn't allow that. Just to have an IV vitamin bag done. And so that little bit of vitamins and that little bit of hydration in your vein makes you just feel 100% better.
Because people often don't realize how dehydrated they are. Mm-hmm. I remember my daughter was a runner, and she's saying, by the time you feel like you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to sip slowly or take the hydration bag. Otherwise, you just overwhelm your kidneys, and you're not really getting hydrated.
Yeah. So I love the IV hydration. I personally do it. I try to do it twice a month, but I at least do it once a month. And it just improves my mood and improves my sleep. It actually makes my skin look really nice and glowy. And it just gives me the energy I need to get through everyday life.
So are you surprised, of your mix of age of clients as well as, you know, are they male, female? Because probably 15 years ago, it would have been all women in there.
Yeah. Yep. So we do have our male clients that come in and female clients. And they are of all ages. There I go. We do have people that come in that are sick, and they're kind of like thinking an IV will help. We had one person come in, and we listened to her lungs first, and she ended up in the hospital for 2 weeks with bilateral pneumonia. So, I mean, people do come to us thinking that we can help cure these little ailments, but a lot of times we will do a full assessment on them and make sure that it is safe to do. But we get people that come in that are 21, that have a hangover, all the way to, you know, in their 70s that are just feel really dehydrated and need a little boost.
And do athletes come get the hydration before big races?
Athletes come get it before the big races, definitely, and before any sports events that they do. They come in and they hydrate ahead of time, and they will come in and hydrate post marathons, post anything sport related.
So when you do the IV hydration versus like drinking all the water or the Gatorade, does it absorb better in your body and not have to run so much through your kidneys,
so,
I guess?
Yeah. So when you get it through your IV or for your vein or intravenously, it's 100% absorbed. If you take anything orally, including pills, you know, it has to bypass through your gut, your liver, your kidneys. And by that time, you know, you're only probably getting 40% absorption. This, when you get it through your IV or in your vein, it's 100% absorbed. So you're going to feel the effects of it. You're going to feel really good. And a lot of times people are like, is it a stimulant or how does it make you feel? It's not like that. It's just an overall sense of wellness. And it's hard to, you know, your eyes just feel more open. Your brain just seems a little bit more mentally clear. You might have a little bit more pep in your step. That's how I feel anyways when I have it. And that's why I love it. And everything we have in our med spa, we've tried and we've done and, you know, we know that it works. We would never sell anything that we didn't feel was unsafe or not effective.
So honestly, the energy you get from the hydration itself, not what's in the IV.
And the vitamins.
I totally have experienced that because I was like dragging, you know, getting over a cold or something. And I go, I have something big coming up. And I gave y'all a call and I went over and I was a different person.
Yeah.
And it was just that. Getting that hydration.
Yeah, so, you know, here we come. It's the end of summer, so we know what's coming on our door next. It's cold and flu season. And that's a lot of times, too. We have people that come in, and we'll do row one specials where you buy 3 IVs, get your 4th one free. So you can come check it out. We also do D3 injections as well. If you feel like you need a little boost in your immune system, you can come in for a quick IM shot in the arm and not have to sit for an IV. IVs are not that bad. We have these great chairs. They recline, they massage, they put you in zero gravity. They compress your shoulders, your arms, and your legs at the same time. They also heat. The IVs take about 45 minutes to go in. And we make it a very relaxing environment. We have TVs, we have coffee, we have tea, we have waters, we have blankets if you need it. And, you know, we're always doing something fun and goofy in there. So
that's something I was going to ask was, you know, people think medical facilities, doctor's offices, hospitals, but spa.
Yeah.
Relaxing, welcoming, calm. So that's definitely the approach you guys are taking is 100%. That we want you to come in and feel comfortable right when you come through the door.
Exactly. We want you to feel like you're part of our family. We welcome you in. We want you to just feel nice and relaxed. You know, having an IV in your arm, whether it's in the hospital or in a spa setting, is still something that people don't usually want to, you know, volunteer for right away, but it's 2-second poke. It makes you feel better for days on days, and it's worth it.
So talk to us a little about the new technology of, let me just back up a little bit. When I was growing up in Florida, my mother did not, but most of her friends had very dramatic facelifts with terrible recoveries. Mm. After that phase, I would say whenever Botox became very popular, then you couldn't tell, are they happy, are they sad, are they mad? So I feel like everyone I see that has been to Remedy has a much more natural look. And I know that you all have a let's not overdo it. Right. Type philosophy. So can you talk a little bit about how you guys got into that?
Yeah. So there's 3 different neurotoxins that I like to use. There's ZNM, which they call the smart tox. There's Dysport, which has been around just as long as Botox. It's made by Glederma. That happens to be my favorite. And then there's the household name that everyone knows is Botox. I love all of those neuromodulators. I think they all work great. But depending on your age, depending on the severity of the wrinkles that you have, and depending on how you want to look, is how we base our treatment plan on. And, you know, I always tell people, I can always add more. I'd rather start light and add more and work up to where you want to be than to just throw everything on your plate all at once and let's hope that you don't look crazy when you walk out the door. That's not the way I go about my assessments and my treatment plans. I try to come up with a treatment plan with my clients. You know, it might be a year long, but these wrinkles didn't happen overnight either. Our aging isn't a process that stops, it continues. And so to help with the aging process or to gracefully age or however you want to describe it, whatever makes you feel the best about you is what we're here to do.
Now for someone looking interested in your services, do you do consults initially just to establish, like, meet? I don't want to say establish care because that's a very medical term, right. But just to meet them and hear their story or?
Definitely. So we offer free consults. We do recommend if you've never been in before to come in and have a consult done. And we'll sit and talk to you. We'll do, I don't want to say a head to toe assessment, but we'll start at your forehead and go all the way down to when you say that you want me to stop. But usually I have everyone come in, we do an assessment, and we come up with that treatment plan depending on what everybody's needs are different. Mm-hmm. So we go with that. And then that's why we too also have the MedSpa membership. So then it's, you know, it's a plan, it's a treatment plan. It's something that you can pay small amounts for monthly and just so you can achieve and finish the plan where it's not a big pocket expense.
If you're just tuning in, welcome to Chamber Chats. I'm Wendy Hunt here with my co-host Emma Williamson. We are talking to Lauren Savage from Remedy Spa. Chamber Chats is on WSNM 1590 AM 95.3 FM. You can also watch us on Facebook or WSNM Live. And we'd like to thank again our sponsor, Kevin Emery Ross, an inspirational catalyst. So you have all nurses on staff?
Yes. So myself, Paul, we are with the co-owners. We are both registered nurses. I also have Janessa and Bree. They're both registered nurses. And then we have Grace, who is our esthetician and front desk person. So we are fully staffed with nurses all of the time. Our medical director does come in and spend time and visit with clients as needed basis. But she's always there for us 24/7 if we ever have any needs for her. But yes, we are doing a special next week, actually, because we do have a new social media marketer on board. So if anyone is interested in trying any of our services, we are offering 30% off next Tuesday and Wednesday at 11 a.m. So if that's something that anyone's interested in, please give the Med Spa a call. We can let you know what services are still available that people haven't signed up for yet. And if you want to come in for a consult this week before you decide to do it, we have plenty of time for that as well.
With the medical weight loss program, what kind of screening do you do ahead of time for people just to make sure they're healthy and ready to go?
Yeah, so we do a full physical and history. We go over your medications, your health history, family health history, if you've had any surgeries. We also send people for blood work if we are concerned if there may be something to do with their gallbladder or stomach issues or liver or anything like that. We will send them out to get some labs done. And that's, again, why we monitor everyone so closely. We just don't send them home with their injections. We have them come in every week and we inject them, and then we talk with them. We discuss their symptoms, how they're feeling on it, what they're doing for their diet for the week to make sure that they are doing the best possible job they can for themselves and being as healthy as they can while they're losing this weight.
And then any concerns like ahead of time, if somebody had like an adrenal problem or a potassium or anything like that, you would pick that up in that initial screen?
Yes, definitely. And if it was something that we felt we were too uncomfortable with doing, then we would send, tell them to contact their primary care if it's something that they really wanted to get on.
So I think a lot of what you'll do on the inside and the outside is to really build people's confidence.
Yes.
And I think that when you feel confident, your whole outlook
changes.
It really does.
Yes, it does. And that's what I was saying about my client whose son just got married, that almost 100-pound weight loss, seeing her from when she first started coming in with her head wasn't so high and aches and pains all over her body, and then now seeing her with her head so high and a smile ear to ear definitely warms my heart and makes me so, so happy to be a nurse and to provide the services that we do. Couldn't ask for anything more.
So I have a 25-year-old daughter, and sometimes I hear her friends talk about baby Botox. What is baby Botox?
So baby Botox is for those that maybe just want to do some preventative Botox. For people who have maybe a few little, I call them static lines, but a few little lines forming on their forehead, I would offer them to come in, do a consult. I would see, the severity of it. Sometimes just doing microneedling or some chemical peels would treat it before Botox would. But if you do want to start on some baby Botox, I would always offer up ZNM. It's a smart tox. It has the least amount of additives, but it's, to me, it's the best one for those that are just wanting to start to get into it.
That would be the best. In a preventative way.
Yes, in a preventative way. That would be the best neurotoxin that I would suggest for somebody in their 20s that wanted to start on it.
That's for you, Emma. Since you have a boss, it's probably going to give you a bunch of, lines on your face.
Thanks for telling me I need Botox, Wendy. I'm kidding.
Hey, it does many things.
I don't want to cost my staff to age.
That's right.
We're on this together.
Well, I love that you take such a client-centered or client-focused approach to it, and it's not just, here's the services we offer, like almost like a restaurant menu. Yeah. Of like, this is what we have, this is what you can pick from. It's very much tailored to the individual. And like you said earlier on, your client who, had that dramatic weight loss, that's not just going to impact her weight. It impacts so many other things. Her sleep is probably better.
Yep.
She probably has an easier time being on her feet, and the internal benefits of weight loss and being well from the inside out.
She also needed to have a knee replacement, and her BMI was too high for surgery, so now her BMI is down enough where she can have that knee replaced. So it's beauty from the inside out. I don't know how else to say it. Remedy, a new kind of wellness.
What kind of maintenance plan do the people that were on those plans after? Because obviously you can't stay in the GLP-1 forever.
I mean, you can. They're extremely safe to be on. They're very neuroprotective and cardiovascular protective. Yeah, if
you Is the dosage just adjusted?
Yeah, the dose is adjusted, especially those women that are in menopause that just feel like they can't get rid of that little bit of belly weight, or they just feel like, you know, they're working out like crazy and they're eating really good and it's just sticking there. And it's just a little bit of GLP-1 that you can stay on forever that will keep that weight off and keep you feeling energized and good. And so, you know, again, we can tailor those doses to what each individual person needs. We have some people that come in and just stay on the lowest dose because that's all that they needed. And they're happy with that, and they lost the 5 or 10 pounds that they need to, but they are still exercising and eating healthy and keeping the weight off, you know. So we can tier you all the way up to the highest dose, and then when you reach your goal, then we start tiering you down. And then if, you know, you need to come as needed, like say for 3 weeks you went on vacation and you ate cake every day and you're going to get back and you're feeling kind of bad, you can come in and we can, you know, do a dose here or there just to get you back on track.
So it's, that's interesting. So it's not for people that are morbidly obese. It's for somebody that just says, I want to feel better. I've put on 20 pounds or.
Right. So when it was first came out, it was for those that had an elevated A1C, hemoglobin A1C, which is on the cusp of having diabetes. So that's a lot of what the insurance companies do. You have to have an A1C at a certain level in order for them to pay for it. We are lucky enough that we don't deal with insurance companies, so we don't follow the guideline of the elevated A1C. We just go by what their BMI is and how much visceral fat they're holding on to. That's deadly, and we want to try to get rid of that so that they don't have a cardiovascular event or a neurovascular event, which is caused by having visceral fat around our major organs, which causes heart attacks and strokes. So when we lower that, you're actually, you know, providing longer longevity.
So health insurance will not pay going through that?
Through Remedy, no. We do not take health insurance. We are just...
What about the... I'm totally blanking. I've probably been on the radio too long. You know, you preload those pre-tax dollars into your medical reimbursement accounts.
HSAs.
Thank you.
So, yes, some people's cards work and some do not. So I think it's the word spa in medical spa, and I cannot take that off. So what I tell people is give it a shot. And if it works, it works. That's great. If not, sometimes you can call your company and they will let it go through if you say exactly what you're using it for. And we can provide that documentation for them.
And so you mentioned that some of your programs, is the weight loss program a membership program?
It is.
So it's monthly payments to help break up the cost of the treatment.
Yep.
And for any of the additional services, like the more aesthetic services, mm-hmm. do you offer payment plans for that as well? Or
so we
is it just bulk upfront?
Yep. So for the peptides, we offer a membership. It's a monthly fee. And that it also includes using the biometric scale every month. It also includes wellness injections, which could be a B12, a D3. If you're feeling a little nauseous, we can give you some Zofran. And then for the med spa, we do offer memberships there, which are also tiered kind of like the IV membership. So there's three different tiers depending on what you want to spend every month. But what it is kind of like banking your buck. So you know that over the year, we're going to plan, you know, microneedling, some threads and some filler, and it's a big out-of-pocket expense. Well, we're going to break it up over the year for you, and we're going to have you make a small monthly payment in order to make that feasible for you to have and achieve your goals.
Well, I know you do the beauty part of it, but I believe you also do, if someone is really having a skin condition, acne. I don't know if you do eczema or anything like that, but the acne part of it.
Definitely. So we do a raffle every summer. It's actually going on right now. If you like and follow us on Instagram and comment and have other people like and comment on it, you can get a free entry. So last year we had a girl win, and our basket was full of filler, Botox, skincare items, but she came in and her real concern was acne. She had tons of cystic acne. She said she was going through a lot of stress in her life, and it was just out of control. She had been to the doctor, they had put her on all those harsh medications, and it was just messing with her mentally as well as her skin. So she came in, and we, instead of giving her that, we tailored a plan for her. So we gave her some hydrofacials and some Zio skincare. And if you go on our Instagram page and look at her before and after pictures, it's absolutely amazing how good she looks. So all that cystic acne got cleared up, and her skin is clear and bright, and she's smiling ear to ear as well. And it's just, like I said, we'll customize and we will work with you, because that's what we do. We're nurses. We're here to help you feel better.
And now facials, for someone that doesn't have acne, would you still recommend it as a preventative, like deep clean of the skin or exfoliant?
So
anyone with skin, basically, facials are beneficial.
Definitely. So we have the HydraFacial machine that I love. I think it should be something that everyone should do every season. Get rid of that dead skin and start some fresh skin off. Sometimes when people come in too, I kind of say, let's start with a clean canvas. So I want you to start with a HydraFacial so we can just get, you know, to get a deep look at your skin, clear everything out and see what we're dealing with, and then make a plan from there. So our HydraFacials, we do have memberships with that as well. We offer an Express HydraFacial, a Deluxe, and a Platinum. We also do hair keratin treatments with it, and we can also treat acne, back acne, chest acne with them as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, and we do regular spa facials too, waxings, dermaplaning, tints and lifts of lashes.
One-stop shop.
That's right. That's what we're trying to do.
Is there laser hair removal? Or
so coming
draw the line with that.
Is that a stay tuned?
Yeah. So we do have a new service coming out. It's a CO2 laser. It should be here by the end of the month. I'm super excited to roll that out for fall. It's a great service to have done in the fall and winter months when the sun isn't so strong. But it's, you know, one and done treatment. It will just resurface your skin and you'll leave and you'll have no pigment, no fine lines. You'll just have nice, bright skin.
Wow.
In a couple days after you heal. But so that's a new treatment we have coming out. We also do CO2 peels, which are just these jelly masks that actually bring oxygen up to the surface of your skin. So it makes your skin really clear and bright and plump. We also do a lot with... I just drew a blank. I'm so sorry.
I know. I've been like that all day.
By hour three on the radio.
Yeah. We're also coming out with a new facial. It's called the Mermaid Facial. So it treats underneath the eyes. You can do your lips with it, and you can do your full face. And that's another service we're going to have coming out this fall as well. So follow us on Instagram. Stay up to date with all of
many new things coming up.
Yeah, all the time I get it in my feed.
Yes.
I'm always so impressed going, wow, they have really good.
We have a new social media marketer. Her name's Kay. Kay Social. She's fantastic. I'll plug her here. But she's been really good for us. So we're excited to have her on board and to help us grow organically and within the Nashua community so people know that we're here and we're not just some franchise. We are brick and mortar, born and raised.
So are you going to outgrow your space anytime soon? Because you guys have really grown.
Yeah. So we did actually purchase our building, and our plan is to expand eventually over the next couple of years and have one side be a whole wellness center. So to have the IV hydration, the peptides, the GLP-1 program, and, you know, having some other services added into it. And then on the side we're on now, we'll continue to have a med spa, but add more rooms and more services. So we'll have more people working with us.
Well, that's great.
But the best. And I want to say too, not to prop myself, but I am board certified in vascular access. So for those people who are very nervous about coming in and having an IV done, I can tell you that I am the only nurse with a med spa in the state of New Hampshire that's board certified in vascular access. So if you ever are concerned about someone not finding your vein or someone inexperienced, I've been doing IVs for 22 years. And I'm a board certified in it. We also use ultrasound machine in our facility as well for patient safety. So not only for starting IVs, but for filler placement, when you're putting in, injecting into the face, you want to make sure you're in the right field. You want to make sure that you're not in a vessel or an artery. So we use multiple things for patient safety. We also have a vein finder that we use as well. So I just want to make sure that everyone knows when you come to Remedy, you are in the best possible hands you can be.
Well, in the fact you're both, you know, ER trauma nurses.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You've seen some kind stuff.
Definitely.
A few things.
Well, I think you perform a great service in the community, not only for the hydration and health, but to make people feel beautiful. I know you spoke one day at our out-of-the-box lunch, and I think everybody walked away going, yeah, I'd like to try some of that.
Yeah,
and it's, you know, you make it affordable, and you stay, you know, state-of-the-art with what you offer. When I just think back to my mother's friends, or even some of mine, you're like going, wow, I think they overdid it this time. They literally can't crack a smile.
They have that locked-in look, and that's not, you know, I feel like... I am a nurse, but I feel like I'm a little bit of an artist too. So you wear my work and I want to be proud of it when you leave. And, you know, sometimes if I feel like we're not the right match, then I will say we're just not the right match.
You probably have to be a little bit of a psychologist too.
Yeah, I imagine. Comes with nursing.
Right. Well, plus if they're lying there for a while.
Yeah.
Well, we wanted to thank you for coming today. Well,
thank you guys for having me.
Thank our sponsor, Kevin Ross Emery. And
And you can join us in 2 weeks again for another Chamber Chats episode. We are every other Tuesday here from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And Wendy can speak more on this, but we also have the candidate Meet the Candidate series going on right now, which you might have tuned in from.
We do. Next week, we have four more gubernatorial candidates. And then after that, we're going to our Senate candidates and, our Executive Council candidates for District 5. And we're also going to be talking to our New Hampshire Senate District candidates for Districts 11, 12, 13, and 14. So please tune in to us. You can watch this. This will run again next week at the same time, Chamber Chats, and you can find us on our website.